This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab has scheduled to address the nation in a half hour and is expected to announce his government's resignation. That is what his health minister told reporters Monday. Four ministers have already stepped down following the massive port explosion that devastated the capital of Beirut last week, piling pressure on the cabinet. Meanwhile, at least eight lawmakers have announced they are resigning from parliament, which is set to convene later this week. World leaders and international organizations say the $300 million pledged to rebuild Lebanon's shattered capital will come only with the reforms demanded by mourning protesters. Over 30 participants to an international teleconference offered emergency humanitarian aid and pledged help for a, quote, credible and independent, end quote, investigation into last week's blast, another key demand of crowds who took to the streets Sunday for a second day of protests. Residents and volunteers are still clearing the debris 6 days after the enormous chemical blast that left more than 158 people dead and hundreds of thousands of people injured. Monday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani signed a decree to release a final batch of hardcore Taliban prisoners demanded by the militants, sources told Reuters, paving the way for long-awaited peace talks to begin in Qatar. Afghanistan's Grand Assembly approved the release Sunday under election year pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump for a deal allowing him to bring home American troops. The war has ground on since U.S.-backed Afghan forces ousted the Islamist Taliban government in late 2001. Meanwhile, 19 Afghan civilians were killed in multiple roadside mine blasts in Kabul and Kandahar Sunday. This is VOA News.